I plunk down by the fire and roll up my pant leg to reveal the sting on my knee. To my surprise, Rue places the handful of leaves into her mouth and begins to chew them. My mother would use other methods, but it's not like we have a lot of options. After a minute or so, Rue presses a gloppy green wad of chewed leaves and spit on my knee.
Oh!
The sound comes out of my mouth before I can stop it. It's as if the leaves are actually leeching the pain right out of the sting. Rue gives a giggle.
Lucky you had the sense to pull the stingers out, or you'd be a lot worse.
Do my neck, do my cheek, I almost beg. Rue stuffs another handful of leaves in her mouth, and soon I'm laughing because the relief is so sweet. I notice a long burn on Rue's forearm.
I've got something for that.
I set aside my weapons and anoint her arm with the burn medicine.
You have good sponsors,
she says longingly. Have you gotten anything yet? I ask. She shakes her head.
You will, though. Watch. The closer we get to the end, the more people will realize how clever you are.
I turn the meat over.
You weren't joking about wanting me for an ally?
She asks.
No, I meant it, I say.
I can almost hear Haymitch groaning as I team up with this wispy child. But I want her, because she's a survivor, and I trust her. And why not admit it? She reminds me of Prim.
Okay,
she says, and holds out her hand. We shake.
It's a deal.
Of course, this kind of deal can only be temporary, but neither of us mentions that. Rue contributes a big handful of some sort of starchy root to the meal. Roasted over the fire, they have the sharp, sweet taste of a parsnip. She recognizes the bird, too. Some wild thing they call a grusling in her district. She says sometimes a flock will wander into the orchard and they get a decent lunch that day. For a while, all conversation stops as we fill our stomachs. The grusling has delicious meat that's so fatty the grease drips down your face when you bite into it.
Oh, says Rue with a sigh. I've never had a whole leg to myself before.
I'll bet she hasn't. I'll bet meat hardly ever comes her way. Take the other, I say.
Really?
She asks. Take whatever you want. Now that I've got a bow and arrow, I can get more. Plus, I've got snares. I can show you how to set them, I say. Rue still looks uncertainly at the leg.
Oh, take it,
I say, putting the drumstick in her hands. It will only keep a few days anyway, and we've got the whole bird plus the rabbit. Once she's got hold of it, her appetite wins out, and she takes a huge mouthful. I'd have thought in District 11 you'd have a bit more to eat than us, you know, since you grow the food, I say. Rue's eyes widen.
Oh, no, we're not allowed to eat the crops.
They arrest you or something? I ask.
They whip you and make everyone else watch, says Rue. The mayor's very strict about it.